It's been 3 years and 6 whole months since I saw your face that night.
Hello, listeners of ACT English. Welcome back. This is Erin.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Anne. So, Erin, today we will be talking about jobs.
More specifically, decent jobs.
更具体一点来说是 decent jobs, 体面工作。So, Erin, you know, in China, some jobs are considered not only decent, but more prestigious than others. 那在中国可能有一些工作在很多人看来是更有声望，然后更加光鲜的。More prestigious, like university professors and doctors. So, what about in the US? What jobs are considered prestigious?
You know, Anne, it's actually so funny that you brought this up.Mm-hmm. My friends and I were just talking about this a few days ago.
Oh, so what do you guys all think?
I think the West is pretty similar to China in terms of what jobs are considered prestigious and successful.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers, doctors, and professors are considered to be the most prestigious by Western society.
Oh, so in this case, it's pretty similar for both cultures. Lawyers, 律师还有医生和教授。So these jobs are highly valued. 在中西方都是非常非常被重视的。So have your parents ever, quote unquote, suggested that you go for these prestigious jobs? 你的父母有没有建议你去选择这些工作呢?
Actually, my parents have not. They've always been pretty supportive of what I wanted to do. But I know a lot of friends' parents that really wanted them to become doctors.
Oh, I see. So good for your parents.Yeah, for sure. I mean, doctors and lawyers and professors, they're not for everyone.
Yeah, these professions require many extra years of education and training compared to just a regular bachelor's degree.
Exactly. 只有 bachelor's degree, 本科学历肯定是不够的。还有额外的 education, 教育经历以及 training, 培训。比如说当医生就要读专门的医学院 medical school, 当律师就要去专门的法学院 law school.
Mm-hmm. In North America, medical school takes at least 4 years after you graduate university, and law school takes at least 3 years. Plus, you need many extra years of training to be a fully licensed and practicing doctor or lawyer.
Yeah, 所以成为 fully licensed 持牌的还有 practicing,从业的 doctor or lawyer 非常的不容易。 So just imagine all these years of hard work and money that go into it.
I've often heard people joke about the amount of student debt these professions will graduate with though.
Yeah, many people will graduate with a lot of student debt, 学生债务。但应该过几年就会挣回来了吧。
Oh yeah, because these jobs pay so well,I think it usually ends up paying for itself.
Yeah, that's true. 因为实在是 pay so well, 挣得很多，它最终会 pay for itself. 那 Erin, 有没有一些可能在平常人眼里没有那么光鲜，但其实是挣得挺多的那种工作呢？
Oh yeah, there are definitely some less prestigious jobs that pay pretty well.
哎，那我听说蓝领工作其实特别受欢迎，而且挣得特别多。Is that true?
Oh, for sure. Blue-collar jobs are a very popular career choice, and they can be very well paid.
Oh, so blue-collar jobs. Erin, could you tell us what are some examples of blue-collar jobs?
Some examples are carpenters, electricians, plumbers, and welders.
Oh, 比如 carpenters, 木工, electricians, 电工, plumbers, 管道工, and welders, 焊工。So, just to give us an idea, let's say a plumber. So, how much does a plumber make in a year in the US? 在美国管道工一年工资大概有多少呢?
Well, on average, a plumber in the US makes about $56,000 annually.
Oh, 所以平均而言, on average, 大概每年有56,000美元, $56,000 annually.It's pretty good, but that doesn't sound like a lot.
Yeah, but a more experienced plumber can make a lot more than that. Experienced plumbers can make more than $100,000 a year.
Wow, if a plumber is more experienced, 更有经验的话，年薪10万美元是完全有可能的。
Yeah, that's right.
And I also looked it up. 我也查了一下。The average plumber's salary in Canada is more than $60,000 per year, or $30 per hour. 一年六万加币或者时薪三十加币以上。
Wow, that's already higher than a lot of entry-level desk jobs.
真的，这个工资其实已经高于很多 entry-level, 入门级的 desk jobs, 坐办公室的那种工作了。It's higher than a lot of entry-level desk jobs, and it's only the average.
Yeah, if you create your own thriving business, blue-collar workers can make a lot of money.
For sure. 如果是 create your own business, 自己创业的话赚的就更多了。
Yeah, another example I know would be elevator mechanics. They also make a lot of money and are always on high demand.
Oh, elevator, 电梯的 mechanics, 机械师 elevator mechanics, 需求非常大。They're on high demand. I think for this kind of jobs, they're not prestigious, but they are considered...decent jobs.
Yeah, people do not think of these blue-collar jobs when talking about decent jobs, but they're niche, so they're always needed and pay very well.
Yeah, good word. They are niche jobs. Niche 就是用来形容有点小众的、不可或缺的，但是又正好满足某种特定需要的东西。So niche jobs 指的就是在特定领域或者行业中非常特殊和专业的工作，需要一些特定的技能或者是专业知识。
Exactly. It's a very specialized job that requires specialized skills.
Yeah, very specialized jobs, niche jobs.So, Aaron, what major are you studying right now?
Oh, yeah, I was studying computer science.
Oh, 你学的是 computer science, 计算机。Oh, so you're studying to work in IT. I think you'll find a job very easily. 而且程序员无论在国外还是在国内也都被认为是非常体面的工作。
Yeah, a lot of software engineers do make six figures, and they're considered decent jobs.
So software engineers, 程序员, many of them do make six figures. 他们很多人都会 make six figures, 有六位数的收入。So why did you want to study computer science?
Actually, my dad is a software engineer.
Ooh.
And he has always loved his job, and I was exposed to it from a pretty young age. So I was always pretty interested in coding.
Oh, so you were exposed to coding at a young age. 就是从小耳濡目染，然后就想成为一个程序员这样子。
But actually, I'm thinking of switching to a humanities major now.
Oh, why do you want to switch to a humanities major? 为什么要转成人文类的专业呢？I think computer science is a more popular major, right?
Yeah, I think in recent years, computer science is definitely very popular in the US. And software engineering is a very well-paying job. But the job market for computer science majors is tough right now.
Oh, 对于计算机专业来说，就业市场现在很艰难。The job market is tough.
There are more computer science majors than there are jobs available.So a lot of people graduate and are unable to find a job.
Oh, I see. Right, that can be hard for you guys. And the job market is definitely something to think about.
Yeah, for sure. Another big worry is that some computer science jobs can be replaced by AI.
Oh, 这点也很有道理。Some computer science jobs, 有一些计算机的工作可能会被 AI 所取代 can be replaced by AI.
A lot of IT companies are having massive layoffs, so these jobs are no longer considered very stable as of right now. And I have always loved English growing up, and I've always been more of a humanities girl than a STEM girl, so...
Oh, I see. Yeah, 其实我也是更喜欢文科。Actually, I do prefer humanities as well. Well, you know, I really hope you learn things that make you happy. I think that's what matters the most. And I believe you'll find the right job for you in the end.
Thank you.
那其实我觉得说了这些中西方的 decent jobs, 到底什么才是体面工作呢? So what are decent jobs? 其实我觉得好像并没有一个统一的正确答案，而且这个答案也是在随着时代变化而在不断的发生改变。
Yeah, there really is no one right answer to this question. And the definition of decent jobs is constantly changing.
Yeah, exactly. The definition of decent jobs is changing as well. So I think as long as you're doing legitimate work, 只要你付出的是合法正当的劳动 your job should be respected. 你的工作都应该得到尊重。
Yeah, exactly.
那咱们这期先聊到这里，关于国外的体面工作你还有哪些想要了解的呢？欢迎在评论区给我们留言。
Yeah, dear listeners, don't forget to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time. This is Erin.
This is Anne.
Bye.
Bye-bye.